Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Muslim and Christian friends. Today, we're going to start a new exciting topic, which is God Himself came to us in the person of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah! The gospel teaches that God chose to enter our world in the person of Jesus. This is very clear throughout the Bible. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the body of the Virgin Mary. Jesus remained pure and sinless as he expressed God's wonderful love for you and me and for the whole human race. Some Muslims told me, Sammy, Jesus ate, drank, and slept while he lived on earth. How can Jesus be God? Since God does not need to do any of these activities that humans do. It is true, my Muslim friend, God does not have to do any of these human activities, just like a king does not have to sleep where his servants sleep or eat with them. He certainly does not have to go through such humbling experiences. However, the king can choose to do so if he wants to get close to his servants to experience their feelings and ultimately solve their problems. He can choose to spend time with them in their environment. I actually, a long time ago, watched a wonderful movie of a noble king who chose to do that. Likewise, the God of the Bible is the servant king, my friend. Would we dare to place boundaries upon God's power and will? Many Muslims tell me, no, God cannot do that. What do you mean cannot do that? Are you not limiting God by saying he is unable to express himself in human form? My friend, man certainly could not become Almighty God. Yes, of course. But God certainly could come to our world and manifest himself through the perfect man, Jesus Christ. Also, we need to share with Muslims that the Quran states that the Spirit of God can appear in human form. An example, Surah 19, we read, we sent to her our spirit, Ruhana, and he appeared before her as a man in all respects. The Bible and the Quran both acknowledge that God at times sends his angels who are spirit in form, ruh, in Arabic, in the exact likeness of human appearance. So there is no reasonable argument from the Quran against the possibility that Jesus, who likewise is a spirit in form, of course he is eternal spirit, took on actual human form. Many Muslims say, why? Because God is passionate in his love for mankind, for his creation, for the human race, for you and me. The Bible is full of verses to express God's heart, who is aflame with love toward every living person. God so loved the world, the Bible tells us. Actually, there is a beautiful verse even in the Old Testament. We read that God rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. In Proverbs 8, God found joy in his inhabited world and delighted in the human race. Though the earth is full of people who are by nature sinners, God preserve and sustain the earth and the people living on it. God created animals, fish made fertile soil, the complex system of the chemical structure of the ground, which produces food our body needs and enjoy. Think about all the herbs and the spices that make the food delicious. God created all that. God sends rain, water fall down from heaven. Hallelujah. God gave us light, air, oxygen, sunshine. God created you and me in a marvelous way. We read in the Bible, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. We read these words in Psalm 139. Again, let me read to you these two verses. One of them in Proverbs 8, about God rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind. Wow! God delight in you. You are so much loved by God in a way that is hard for you to imagine right now. But you need to start reading God's word in the Bible. You need to start spending time with God. And you need to connect with God through putting your faith in Jesus so you can know how much God loves you, how much God values you. And the other verse I want to repeat to you in Psalm 139 about God, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. My friends, if you never experience God's love, today is the day. Simply accept God's grace and love in the most powerful way manifested to you through Jesus Christ. God knows that you are a sinner. God knows that you are falling short. God knows that you are not living according to his will. You are not close to him. And God sent Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for everything wrong you have done and you will ever do. All God is asking you to do right now, to accept, to receive his gift of love through opening your heart to receive Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life, and to believe in his gift, to believe in his grace, Jesus Christ, who paid the penalty for your sins, and to repent, to tell God, God, I want to live close to you. I don't want to live far from you. God, I want to be your child. God, I want to experience your love and your forgiveness. God, I choose to put my faith in Jesus, that he is my only Savior. Savior from paying the penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus is the way to you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I can have a relationship with you through Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friends, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. I want to rejoice with you, and I want to send you some free materials that will encourage you and establish you in your new adventurous journey, the Christian life. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We are continuing today our very interesting program. God Himself came to us in the person of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Well, many Muslim scholars, I read the writings, point out that God does not have to be associated in any way with man. Of course, this statement is true. However, God in the Bible reveals Himself to be a God of love who desires to meet us at our level and graciously identify with us closely. He is a God who longs for us to come to Him so He can embrace us and communicate with us through His Spirit, which He will send to dwell within us when we understand who He is and what He has done for us. The gospel declares that God wants to adopt us as His children and become our loving Heavenly Father. God is Almighty, yes. However, He is present everywhere. I want to quote a statement from the Quran, but before I quote it, I want to mention, of course, I don't believe in everything written in the Quran. Because I am a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, and the Bible is the Word of God that I put my faith in. However, I do find it very interesting that some statement in the Quran is in harmony with what I believe. For example, the Quran states that God created man from clay. This verse indicates that God made Adam at a specific time by holding in His hand the clay from a specific place on earth. Well, I have no problem with that. That God personally created Adam, and the Quran also states God personally talked to Adam. In the Bible, we learn that God walked in the Garden of Eden and communicated with Adam and Eve. We know that from the Bible, Genesis 3, verse 8. My point is, this event did not confine God, because God is almighty and present everywhere. In the same way, God's incarnation, which means coming in the form of a man at the specific time and place did not confine God. He remains the almighty sovereign God who fills the whole universe with his presence and yet desires to fellowship with us one-on-one. I love this verse in the Bible, Genesis 3:8. Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. My friends, many people refuse to believe or even consider the fact that God came and revealed himself to us through the person of Jesus Christ. Many people prefer to believe that God is distant, detached, because they know that they are living their lives against God's will. Some people perform even religious duties to try to appease God. They almost think of God as an angry king. We know that Adam and Eve disobeyed God and sinned. Immediately, they became alienated from God. However, my friend, the fact remains, God does not desire people to live far from him, because God knows that any person far from him will suffer from Satan and from sin. And God loves people and does not want to see them suffering from evil in their lives. My Muslim friend, the first act of the first sinner, Adam, was to hide himself at the sound of God's voice. Our loving God, my Muslim friend, desires to communicate to us personally. Muslims agree with Christians that ultimately God can only be known through his self-revelations. The Bible emphatically declares that God came to us through the person of Jesus Christ, taking on human nature to reveal the infinite in a language the finite can understand. Please consider this hypothetical situation. If you desire to communicate with a bird and you had unlimited power and authority, what would be the best way for you to do so? The answer is that you would become a bird. Then you could communicate on the same level, right? My Muslim friend, I want you to know what the Bible revealed. I want you to know that even though we sinned against God, and even though we disobey God, but the fact remains that God came to us in the person of Jesus Christ to reveal his love to us and to accomplish our salvation through his death to pay the penalty for our sins. And all is God is asking you to do, not to run far from him, not to hide yourself from him, but to run to him and believe in his mercy and in his grace and his love manifested to you through Jesus Christ's life, words, death, and resurrection, and receive his love. Please join me in this prayer. God, I believe that you love me enough to come down to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. God, I believe in Jesus. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to hide from you anymore, God. Forgive me. I want to walk with you. I believe that Jesus Christ is you manifested in human flesh. And I put my faith in Jesus. And I receive Jesus in my heart. Thank you, God, for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The rest of my audience, please join me in prayer that we as believers and followers of Christ will let Jesus be our Lord and fill our hearts and minds with his presence and reveal God's love through us to Muslims and to any person that yet never experienced God's love and salvation. We pray this prayer, God, in Jesus' name, amen. My dear friends, if you prayed with me, contact me. I want to congratulate you. I want to rejoice with you. And I want to send you some free materials.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend. I was Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, SAMY@gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.